Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Is Boston home to a Cinderella March Madness men's college basketball team? We'll know soon enough. The Boston University men, who won their sixth title in the America East Conference on Saturday, are in the big dance. They play number one Kansas on Friday. Boston Globe sports columnist Bob Ryan writes about it in his column today. Bob joins us now to talk about it all. Good morning, Bob, and thanks.
Well, good morning, Bob.
Let me ask you first of all about the top seeds, Ohio State, Duke, Kansas, and Pittsburgh. Do they deserve to be the number ones in the four brackets?
In my judgment, yes. I think that the two teams that would have been also under consideration would be Notre Dame and North Carolina. And had North Carolina beaten Duke, it's possible that they could have gotten that. And as far as Notre Dame's concerned, I think had they gotten to the finals of the Big East, they might have gotten one. They were a very hot team, but they didn't get that far. And I'm personally in approval of these four.
All right, let's talk about the other end of the brackets. Who's in? Who doesn't deserve to be in the March Madness playoffs?
Well, I think that the team that people are scratching their heads most are is probably Georgia, because it was known that Georgia and Alabama were the kind of ugly stepchildren of the bubble, if you will, and when Alabama beat them for a second time, it was assumed that they would get in rather than Georgia. St. Mary's, I think, is very aggrieved. St. Mary's of Moraga, California, who have been right there with Gonzaga in their league, the West Coast Conference, I think they're upset. Colorado, there's a lot of sentiment about Colorado, who, among other things, beat Kansas State three times and then had to watch Kansas State get in. And, of course, not getting in, Virginia Tech, but that's an annual saga that if we didn't have that, it's part of the flavor of the tournament would be diminished.
You know, if you're up on the hill at Boston College or over in the yard in Harvard Square at Harvard, you're probably not very happy today that Boston College and Harvard didn't make it in. Should they have been in?
I think a stronger case can be made for Harvard, and I think it would have required a leap of faith on the part of the committee. They would have to have been a very bold and innovative committee that would have done something that has never been done, which is to put a second Ivy League team in. There are very few years where that's where it's been any kind of a discussion, but there was some discussion this year because Harvard and Princeton were clearly equal teams going to, and the game on Saturday in New Haven was proof of that. It goes down to the no time left when Doug Davis makes a basket for Princeton to beat Harvard. Harvard had a claim they had beaten Colorado. They had lost only by three at Michigan, and they just had a good year. BC knew it. They knew that if they beat Clemson last week in the ACC tournament, they would get in, and they knew that not beating Clemson would almost certainly be a death sentence. And not only didn't they not beat Clemson, they were not in that game for one second. They looked terrible. And so I don't think they have a beef. They had plenty of opportunities to play themselves in, and they didn't do it.
All right, let's talk about the local team that is in, Boston University. The BU men at 21-13 on the season play number one Kansas at 32-2 in the first round on Friday. That's the number one seed playing the number 16 seed. Does BU have a chance?
We might as well call them the Sancho Panzas. Because they're not going to beat that windmill at Kansas. And their honor, it's like the Oscars. Their honor is getting nominated, and that's their Oscar. They got in, and they got in a really exemplary way. They were floundering in the middle of the season, really going nowhere, and then they started to play well. They have won 11 games in a row to get here, and so they deserve a lot of credit. They also did so by after surviving the loss of their second-best player, Jake O'Brien, who hurt a foot and is out, and so that at that point you would have said that's the end of BU. Instead, they rallied. So they deserve a lot of credit to be there. But the fact is, they're a 16 seed playing a mighty Kansas team. And I recommend, I was in these circumstances, that the school photographer get ready to flash the scoreboard. And if in fact BU gets up 2-0, you take that picture and you put it in the yearbook for next year.
That's the memorable moment.
That's
maybe
correct.
Okay. I want to point out that you write about a lot of this in your Globe column today. And I want to ask, finally, Bob Ryan, who do you like?
Ohio State's the best team, but I don't have, in terms of their best is the best, if everyone brings their so-called A game. But something tells me it's not going to be Ohio State. And I'm going to go with a team that is always knocking on that door. And this year they may break through, and that would be the Pitt Panthers.
Boston Globe columnist Bob Ryan, thank you so very much for joining us this morning at Pitt there, chairing you today.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Bob.